This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 80, and it's all about setting your goals for 2024, setting SMART goals. We're going to walk through SMART goals, and this comes directly from the Freedom Journal that John Lee Dumas published in 2016. I actually was behind the launch with him. We published a book on Kickstarter. It was the fifth largest crowdfunding campaign in history for the publishing category. And so, huge success. It's went on to sell many copies, millions of dollars worth of sales, and it's helped people set and accomplish their goals and their 100-day goals. And so, I'm going to walk through his SMART goal formula, his acronym, and just share some thoughts along the way. And also, just a little side note, starting this Thursday, every Thursday, we're going to be doing BTA rapid fire rounds where they're anywhere from 4 to 8 minute episodes, short and sweet episodes where I answer a question or riff on a piece of content or anything that comes to my mind. And this will be happening on Thursday. So check that out. We'll be releasing an episode every Tuesday and Thursday here in 2024. I'm super excited for that. So let's go into setting SMART goals. And so the acronym SMART, S is for specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable, R is for relevant, T is for time bound. So SMART goals. Again, you can go to the Freedom Journal, check it out. You can buy it online anywhere, or go to eelfire.com, and John Lee Dumas has a link there. This is coming directly from that. So I'm going to share the SMART goals, and then I'm going to have a couple additional points to make to help you achieve your goals in 2024. The first one is S for specific. You have to be very clear. People say, oh, I want to make $1 million next year, $5 million, or whatever that is. Okay, write that down, but be very specific and clear on exactly how you're going to get that, and we'll go into more detail as we go through the SMART acronym, but be very specific on what you want. Don't just say, I'm going to be the best in, let's say, crowdfunding next year. I'm going to be the best in video production. I'm going to have the best known company. Okay, well, who is the best, and how can you measure that, and how can you define what that is? So be very specific on your goals. So I write down, even on a regular basis, very specifically on what my goals are and what I want to achieve. So be very specific on what you want and what your goals are. Next is measurable. So measure your goals. How can you see the progress? If you are setting a goal, and I go back to, let's say, the $1 million example, if you want to make $1 million in 2024, be very specific. What does it equal out to be? I think $84,000 a month, I think it is, doing a quick calculation in my head. Okay, if that's $84,000 a month, how many clients do you need to achieve that $84,000 a month? Or maybe in Q1, you're going to achieve X amount of dollars. How are you going to reach that milestone? What are the systems and processes you're going to put in place? And how can you measure it? You measure it by, okay, then in month one and two, you look in your bank account and you see how much money you've brought in for your business. And if it's not on track, maybe you need to make some adjustments in your business. So you got to be able to measure your goals, measurable goals. The next one is attainable. What's attainable for you? I love thinking big. I'm always thinking big. And my thing is I'd rather think big than think small. And I'm constantly challenging myself, being around people that challenge myself to think bigger. But also you got to see what is actually attainable. So if your goal is to be the next Elon Musk or be a billionaire in 24 months, that's very unlikely. Like, that's not going to happen if you're starting from scratch. These people that achieve these big things, you look at like the Elon Musk of the world, Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs when he was alive, all these people, they spent decades to achieve great things. So set attainable goals that you can actually hit. And then once you hit them, you can do bigger goals. So what's attainable for you? Again, I want to remind you that all great successes didn't happen overnight. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 to 2 years, but underestimate what they can do in 5 to 10 years. I'm looking at 1 to 2 years ahead, but I'm also thinking bigger picture. What can I do or be in 5 or 10 years from now? So focus on the long game, and it's pretty amazing what you can accomplish in a decade. So think about long term and what is attainable for you. The next one is relevant. Is it actually relevant to you and what you actually want? So is this goal relevant to what you actually want? I think the biggest question is, what does success mean to you? What do you want in your life? And then from that answer, that could determine what things you put in place, the specific steps, how to measure that, how to attain that. I've been down paths before where I'm going after something just because I think I want it for the money. Then I realize like that's not actually what I wanted. What I wanted is relationships. What I wanted is feel valued. What I wanted is experiences. Everybody puts it to money. Yes, money is great, but what is it you actually want? And then once you know what you want, then you can set relevant goals towards what you actually want, and then you can achieve them. The next one is time bound. You got to set a deadline. People, they just say, oh, I'm going to do this. Okay. Well, by what time frame? I set day and time. So I'm going to, let's say I'm going to have a $10 million business. I'm starting today. And by December 31st, 2024 at 6 p.m. Eastern Central Time, I'm going to achieve this goal. Be very specific. Has to be time bound. Otherwise, time goes by, you're not held accountable to it, and it doesn't happen. So write your goals down. You know, the fun story, you look at Jim Carrey did this. He always sat above Hollywood before he was a breakout actor. And he wrote down, I think it was $10 million, a check to him for $10 million that was for acting services rendered, dated, and he had a specific day and time. And it's actually proven you write things down, you're a lot more likely to achieve it. So it's important to write things down. And he had just got done doing, I think it was Dumb and Dumber. And then he had Ace Ventura or something. Maybe it's two different films that came out. And by the timeline of that check that he had wrote, he actually had made over $10 million. It's such a cool story. Talked about this on Oprah years ago. But make it time bound. Be very specific. When are you going to achieve it? When is it going to happen? Write the time. Write the date, be very specific with it. The next one, well, that's all for the SMART formula, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound. And then the last two I'm going to add here is, first one is accountability. Now, the Freedom Journal can be like an accountability for you, but think about people in your life, your business partners, your coaches, your significant other. Who's going to hold you accountable to achieve that goal? Have somebody in place that can hold you accountable to achieve your goals so you don't let fall short. This is why people, when they're training for fights, this is why they get coaches to push them farther than they would push themselves. So accountability. And then the last one, really one of the most important, is taking action. You can write down SMART goals all day. You can put a plan together, but you got to take massive action. You got to put in the reps. Whether it's doing the phone calls, creating the videos, going to those events, doing the reps and whatever your business is, putting in the work to achieve those goals to hit your milestone. So that is the SMART formula, and those are my tips. And if you want to, you can download this PDF that I have on setting your goals at BrennanTAdams.com/goals. Go check that out. And again, reminder that we are doing BTA Rapid Fires on Thursdays. For all of you in 2024, I wish you massive success, and here's to creating something great in life. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.